On our last broadcast, I began a message entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. And we learned one thing. If God is going to use you, you must be humble. And there are two more things that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Acts 28, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
With remarks. You know how people give remarks at funerals? Coming with all of those good remarks, showing, you know, talking about how they loved her and how she was so nice and how the lady was so kind of a woman. They were just giving remarks after remarks after remarks. And then, right in the middle of the funeral, this old man came from the back and brought a bowl of soup and put it right there on the casket. The preacher got up and said, now, I've been to a lot of funerals, but I ain't never seen nothing like this. You're going to have to come back and show me, explain to us what this bowl of soup is all about. He said, oh, it's simple. He said, we done heard all of these remarks. Now, if that lady can hear all these glorious remarks, then she can be able to smell that bowl of soup. In other words, sometime we wait too late to say something and do something. Listen. A lot of people could have stayed married if they didn't wait too late to say something and do something. Some folks could have kept their job if they didn't wait too late to say something and do something. Some folks could have kept their position in the church if they didn't wait so late to say something and do something. Listen, we need to give people their flowers while they are living. Listen, if you want to keep that relationship, put some wood on the fire. Keep the fire burning. Throw some love on that fire. When the last time you told them folks in that household that I love you and I appreciate you? Oh, that's been too long. When the last time you told somebody on the job that I love you and I appreciate you? That's been too long. When the last time you told somebody in the church I love you and I appreciate what you do there for our church? That's been too long. Put some logs on the fire to keep that fire burning. Because when they dead and gone, they can't hear you then. Don't wait too late to say something, do something. So we must learn to be humble, because see, Jesus said if you're going to be great, he says, then you must show yourself as a servant. See, the Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives more grace to the humble. The Bible says humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and God will exalt you in due time. Listen, the way to go up is go down first. Learn to be humble. Number two. Are you ready for number two? You must watch out for the snakes. You must watch out for the snakes. Not only learn to be humble, but you must watch out for the snakes with an S on it. Watch out for the snakes. Look. Y'all stay with me. Don't nobody jump off the ship yet now. Look at what the Bible says in verse 3 again. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. Did you notice that? Paul, he went out and he got a bundle of sticks. And then the Bible says he put it on the fire. And then the Bible says that viper came out. Paul didn't even know that the snake was in the bundle of wood. You got to watch out for the snakes. How do you know a snake? Well, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 1, the Bible says that the snake is the, he's crafty. He's subtle. In other words, he'll trick you. That's the Bible says he was the most craftiest creature on God's earth. He'll pull the wool over your eyes if you ain't careful. See, how it is in the physical realm is how it is in the spiritual realm. You got some folks that's out there that's just like snakes, and they are very crafty. They'll fool you if you're not careful. That's how you know you're messing with a snake. When somebody done trick you, that was a snake. When somebody done fool you, that was a snake. When they got a crafty personality, then you are dealing with a snake. Another way you know you're dealing with a snake will go hiding on you. I say a snake will go hiding on you. See, this snake was hid there among the sticks. Because, see, snakes are kind of on the lazy side. They look for a place where they can just lay their head. They are just looking for a place of where they can just chill out for a while. They are looking for a cool and a comfortable place. Just like real snakes are looking for cool, comfortable places. Listen, people are the same way. Some of them are just like snakes. What they will do, they'll come and lay up on you if you let them. Because matter of fact, they hiding out and you don't know it. They running from one place to another place, and they just looking for a place where they can chill out for a while until they are found out. And they're not going to be found out until you put some fire up on them. See, you don't know you're dealing with a snake as long as everything is comfortable. As long as you feeding them 3 meals a day. As long as he's taking showers when he wants to. As long as he can lay up. Don't have to go to work early in the morning. Just wait for you to come back home and fix him dinner in the evening. As long as he can just lay up on you. You would never know that he's a snake. But as soon as you put a little fire upon him and give him an ultimatum, you're going to have to go out there and get a job or else. As soon as you put some fire upon them and say, hey, since you're in this house in the daytime, you can do all the housework. Since I got to go out there and work, you can work right here. Oh, when you start putting a little fire upon them there, you'll see them start moving around then. And the strange thing about a snake ain't even got no legs. But a snake will move around on you. In other words, even though he ain't got no car and he ain't got no truck, when you come home, Johnny is done gone. And by the time you catch up with him, because you heard that he was over there, you run over there, but Johnny done moved over there. And by the time you catch up with him over there, he done moved over there. He going into hiding on you. He ain't nowhere to be found because now you done put the R word on him. Responsibility. And he's ducking and dodging some responsibility. Now, you know you're dealing with a snake. Another way you know you're dealing with a snake, they talk out of both sides of the mouth. You watch a snake. A snake will lick his tongue out this way. To the right. Then he'll lick his tongue to the left. That's how some people are. They talk out of both sides of their mouth. See, how do you know you're dealing with a snake? A snake will hurt you. Yes, it will. See, that snake didn't mean Paul any good. That snake didn't just jump up there and say, hey, let's play today, Paul. That snake fastened it, and he was going to suck the blood out of him. that snake was trying to hurt Paul. He was trying to hurt, because see, snakes are selfish. They ain't thinking about you. They thinking about theyself. And that's how some folks are. They ain't thinking about you. You gotta pay the bills. They ain't thinking about you paying the bills and all of that and how much trouble you done caused them and stuff like that. They ain't thinking about all of that. They just thinking about themselves. And you gotta come pick them up over here and drop them off over there. They ain't thinking about all of that. They just thinking about themselves. And they talking out of both sides of their mouth. What is I'm talking about when I say they talking out of both sides of their mouth? They'll say some damaging things about you, some hurting thing about you. And soon as you call them to the carpet, they'll say, oh, I was just kidding. I really wasn't saying anything. See, you see what they did? They just talked out of both sides of their mouth. They body slammed you. But when you confronted them, they said, oh, I was just kidding. Child, you can't take a joke. I was just kidding. You know me. No. There are certain things that friends will say and certain things friends won't say. See, there's a difference between being a friend and an enemy. An enemy will hurt you and harm you, but not so with a true friend. A friend will be there and pick you up when you're down. A friend will be there. A friend will encourage you when you are discouraged. A friend is not there to hurt you, but a friend is there to help you. They won't talk out of both sides of their mouth. When you see them talking out of both sides of their mouth, you know what that is. You dealing with a snake. Now listen to me. Y'all listen to me good this morning. Once a person show you that they are a snake, believe it. I say once people done identified themselves, the Holy Spirit, you got that Holy Ghost detector. And once the Holy Ghost say, wait a minute now, you're dealing with a snake. Once the Holy Ghost show you that's a crafty person, believe that they are a crafty person. Once the Holy Ghost show you that that person there is running from responsibility, believe that they are running from responsibility. Once the Holy Ghost show you that that's a snake and they can't be trusted, they out to hurt you, not help you, believe it. Once you catch them in all kinds of lies, they talking out of this side of their mouth and that side of their mouth, just like a snake, once they show that they are a snake, believe it. Listen, because a lot of people done got bit twice. Once a snake done bit you one time, you ought to say, that's a snake. That's why I always say, you do me wrong the first time, shame on you. But you do me wrong the second time, nah, shame on me. Because you showed me what you was the first time. It shouldn't have ever been no second time. If you're going to keep the fire burning, you got to watch out for the snakes. Amen. Because the snakes are right out there where you're going to try to get the stuff that you need in order to keep the fire burning. So watch out for the snakes. But the third thing, learn to shake it off. Yeah. Learn to shake it off. Once them snakes done came and done bit you, you got to learn to shake that off. That's what Paul did, didn't he? Right here in the text, the Bible says the viper came out in verse 3 because of the heat and fastened on his hand. And the Bible says, and when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they began to say to one another, undoubtedly this man is a murderer, and thought that he had been saved from the sea. Justice has not allowed him to live. However, he shook the creature off into the fire and suffered no harm. He shook it off. Even though he done got bit by that old crafty snake, he shook it off. Even though he done got bit by a harmful snake, he shook it off. Even though he done got bit by the snake that talk out of both sides of his mouth that can't be trusted, he just went on and shook it off. And that's what you got to do, ladies and gentlemen. In order to keep the fire burning, you can't go into snake fight mode. Paul didn't do that. Notice when Paul got bit by the snake, Paul did not go into sick mode. He didn't start saying, y'all, I done got bit by the snake and now I'm sick. I'm sick, y'all. I can't go pick up no more sticks. Why? Because I'm sick. I can't go back out there and do what I used to do. Why? Because now I'm sick. He didn't go into the sick mode. He didn't go into even the fighting mode. He didn't start picking up rocks and start throwing at the snake and saying, I told you, you should never bit me. You tried to bite me, this is what you're going to get. And start chunking rocks at the snake or getting some sticks and beating the snake. He didn't go into fighting mode. He didn't even go into the gossip mode and start going around in the village and say, hey, y'all, I got bit by a snake. Did y'all hear? I got bit by a snake, telling everybody. He done got bit by. He didn't go into the gossip mode. But what Paul did, Paul just shook off the snake. And that's what you got to do. When them snakes done bit you, don't go into the gossip mode and get on your cell phone and start calling up everybody, telling everybody what so-and-so done to you. Don't go into the gossip mode and don't go into the sick mode. Staying at home, I ain't going back down there to that church because that sister down there in the choir, she ain't nothing but a snake. No, don't go into the sick mode. But what you need to do is you need to just humble yourself and shake off that snake. Don't get into the fighting mode and start saying, they done me wrong, I'm gonna do them wrong. No, just learn to shake it off. You shake it off and then put another log on the fire, you can keep the fire burning. Matter of fact, I believe that one of the reasons Paul was able to shake things off is because he wasn't looking at the people. He wasn't looking at the problem, but he was always looking at the problem solver. He was always looking at Jesus Christ. See, the Bible says over in Hebrews chapter 12, I believe, the Bible says, seeing that we have a great cloud of witness, let us pull off every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, has sat down now at the right hand of God, the throne of God. See, even Jesus, he didn't look at the problem, but he kept looking at God. He kept looking at his heavenly Father. And that's what you gotta do. You can't be looking at people now. You can't look at your problems, but you gotta look at the problem solver. In other words, you gotta learn how to shake it off. Isn't that what Jesus did? See, Jesus is your example. Jesus shook things off in this life. Oh, when that old devil came and tried to tempt him 3 times, Jesus didn't listen to that old devil. He just shook that temptation off. And even when his family members didn't even believe that he was the Messiah, he didn't let that stop him. He just shook that unbelief off. Even when the religious leaders started hating on him, he didn't let that hate stop him. He just shook that hate off. Even when Peter denied him, he didn't let that stop him. He just shook that denial off. Even when Judah betrayed him, he didn't let that betrayal stop him. He just shook it off. Even when the soldiers whipped him all night long and put a crown of thorn on his head, he didn't attack them. He just shook it off. And even when Jesus was on the cross, they say, you need to come down and save yourself. And they was teasing Jesus, mocking Jesus, calling him everything but a child of God. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. He just shook it off. And I heard him say, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. He finished what God had told him to do. Listen, if Jesus can finish by shaking it off, if Paul can finish by shaking it off, you can finish if you just shake it off, if you just shake it off, if you just shake it off, you can finish. You got to learn to shake it off. Hold up, brothers. Hold up, brothers. Let me finish preaching. When I do prayer, then that's when y'all can come up on stage. I got a very important illustration at the end. I was watching some dogs. And the dogs, I noticed every time they got in water, the first thing they do when they come out of water, they just shake it up. You can bathe a dog and give him a good bath, but as soon as he get out of that bathtub, he shake it off. He can go through some muddy water, and soon as he get to the other side with all that mud on him, he just shake it off. Then he move on. Why is it that that dog, whenever something get on his back, like water, why is it that that dog, you don't even have to tell him, dog, shake that off now. Why is it that he just automatic, shake it off? It's because it's his nature as a dog to shake it off. In other words, he got so much dogginess on the inside of him that he just shake off whatever get on the outside of him. In the same way, if you're going to shake stuff off of you, you got to have so much Jesus on the inside of you that you shake off whatever is on the outside of you. If you ain't got Jesus, you need to get Jesus today. And when you get Jesus and get filled up with Jesus, then you can shake it off. Father, we thank you again for this message. I don't know what some folks done been through, but you know some done been through the storm, the rain, heartaches, and pain. Some people feel like that they done been shipwrecked like Paul. Some of the relationships about to fizzle out. But you have showed us today, Lord, that if we would just humble ourselves and we make the first move and put another log on the fire by showing some love and kindness, that we can keep that fire burning. So you touch right now. If somebody don't have Jesus in their life, touch them right now. And say the reason you can't shake things off is because you ain't got Jesus. Touch them right now, Lord. Let them know they can change that today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Y'all can come on. Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.